Thank you for coming to my podcast on Anchor. Oh, excuse me, Archer. I'm going to have to get that name straight. My name is Thomas, Anthony Thomas, Thomas Media TV. I just wanted to bring an update that I did not see on my telephone whatsoever. And it appears that the San Francisco International Airport is closed. I mean, they don't have flights going in and out. They don't have people in the airport. And when we're dealing with airports closing, we're in a whole nother area of need to know and don't know. I did not realize it. People had been saying, oh, there's no flights and this and that. But it's a little bit more extensive than that, apparently. I had planned on visiting my family, probably getting out of this area. And now that's going to be a major problem. I'm not really sure how we're going to deal with that. I'm not sure really how I can get around that, because if they're closing airports and shit, if they're closing airports and people aren't traveling in that fashion, I'm sure other fashions of travel are restricted also. Now, I'm gonna be looking into a way to be able to travel, move around, relocate myself from this heavily populated area because of the situation I'm in. Kamala Harris, should have rectified this by now under these situations that they're closing airports, dropping travel, 6 feet bans, blah, 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 on and on. That should be a major priority that should be brought into consideration because of a situation like that. A situation like that in the south, to where the airport is closed, shows the emergency of the problem in its truest form and fashion. Because when we don't have or not sure of our capabilities of traveling and moving away from dangers or supposed perceived threats, that's much more serious than it appears to be, especially for me. I'm having problems with my communication. I already talked about my Facebook Messenger is not working. One of the media sites, it was World Media Production or something, tried to friend my page and tried to give me an invitation and invite and stuff like that. I wasn't able to do that. So they are keeping me from proper communications. I did not, was not clearly aware that the airport was totally shut down. I noticed my geographical location, that there wasn't smaller flights, but I could definitely tell. Excuse me, I'm trying to drink something. I could definitely tell by energy disbursement that there were no domestic flights. I could tell by energy disbursement that there were flights of cargo. They're much bigger jets with much more energy disbursement. And I noticed it, but did not believe it. It was not on my phone. I did not see anything about an empty airport. I did not see that flights domestically had been stopped. Well, I'm still not believing it, so I'm going to have to look into it for myself, because that shows that it is a much more dire situation. Now, you take this, as far as the airport being closed, international, San Francisco International Airport, and the things they're saying, the way that our elected officials are acting, and the way that people, I mean, first responders are protecting themselves from this, and it all adds up to there is something deeper we need to know. So keep watching the news, and once again, wash your damn hands, and thank you very much for joining. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Have a good day. Bye-bye.